have time to attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. That's BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is August 16th, National Tell a Joke Day. Here's one. A man walks into a bar and he... Wait, why am I telling a joke? Clearly, comedy is something that simply isn't done on this particular radio program. My apologies on National Tell a Joke Day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Former CIA Director John Brennan says stripping his security clearance was a political decision by President Trump. The president, in a statement, said the clearance was pulled over Brennan's erratic behavior, later adding to that.
The president appears to be holding John Brennan partly responsible for the start of the Russia probe, telling the Wall Street Journal the investigation is a rigged witch hunt and a sham. Brennan, an outspoken critic of the president, tells MSNBC,
revoking my security clearances is his way of trying to get back at me.
President Trump is reviewing the security clearances of other former officials and Trump critics.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump tweets, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is having a total meltdown. He said this.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Governor tweeted later, we will not go back to discrimination, segregation, sexism, isolationism, racism, or the KKK. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You found a morning radio show that's eastbound and down with Greg Budell. Jay Scott.
Danny. My zipper's stuck.
Emily Hayes.
Don't you ever take that hat off or anything.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Bring him on now for radio check. Come on.
And Rich Thomas.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a damn hurry.
So put the pedal to the metal. Because here comes three men and a lady.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins.
Hey, thanks for tuning into our wacky show. Three Men and a Lady. Jay Scott is here. Emily Hayes. A little under the weather still with the problem. And the incorrigible problem. Rich Thomas.
Oh, did you want to...
I got so lost
about weather?
I got lost in space.
Yeah.
No, this is my error.
Mm-hmm.
Operator error.
Oh, where's the announcer?
The announcer... It'll be with you in just a second.
Okay.
Sir, would you mind?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Why, thank you, Sam. It's another morning where we're starting off dry, but showers are certainly a possibility later on this afternoon. Yesterday, the radar was very quiet as a mouse, but this afternoon, scattered showers and storms will be back, especially this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. Not every town will get one, but some towns will get a nice downpour with a high today around 91. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms will be around. They'll still be random, but some towns will get locally heavy downpours. So if you have weekend plans, just be flexible. Have a plan B. Highs near 90 tomorrow, upper 80s to around 90 Saturday and Sunday, and not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. So if your yard needs rain, you'll be getting it probably over the weekend at some point. At least the odds are working in your favor. This morning we have southeast winds at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is ridiculous at 75. Ouch. Temperature 78 now, 5 minutes after 8. Want to talk to you about Plumbing by Luke Wire. Now, you may not need them today. You may not need Plumbing by Luke Wire tomorrow. But in the course of a regular year, you know, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, and that's why it's good to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why they are number one in the River Region and have been for over two decades. So, when you hear Luke Wire, you think of, wait a minute, aren't they in the AC and heating business? Well, they started that in 76, but I'll tell you what, the other side of the business, Plumbing by Luke Wire, is something I rely on all the time. In fact, I've had to use them about, let's see, in the last year, about three times now. So check out that whole house plumbing inspection where they check out all your plumbing inside and out, looking for problems that are just about lurking and ready to be a big problem. They can spot them and tell you about them and take care of them for you. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
I think we're all lucky to be able to have kind of a special job to make a living, but I think in all reality, we're all average Americans.
I would say so.
You know,
regular
mainstream.
Regular folks.
So given that, our conundrum today is about something the average American will do about four times a day. Mm. Four times a day. So what do you think that might be? Now we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. That is certainly worth making the effort, giving some thought, something that the average person will, and you don't keep count, but a study did a count, and they realized that the average person will do this about four times a day. Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. Please don't make me whip out the Kazakhstan national anthem.
No!
In fact, I think I ran across that yesterday, didn't I? Hang on a sec.
272-9228.
Unless you want this for news and news.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, when Roseanne tries to do that, it's just a disaster.
She makes a mockery out of it. It's so disrespectful, too. 272-9228. She's kind of reemerged, come out from the...
I saw that. Is she... she's talking about 2020 already?
Yeah. And in one way, you kind of have to give her credit, because somebody with a lower level of intestinal fortitude would have jumped sides and said, I was wrong about everything and blah, blah, blah. So at least she sticks to her guns. Give her credit for that.
Yep.
272-9228, something the average person does four times a day. And while we're waiting for the phones to explode with your answers, let's check traffic. And when we come back, Jay and Emily can tell you a little about the Seafood Bistro menu.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of slow spots to mention here. 85 northbound, be between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. Kind of slow there. And a big one right up here at East Boulevard, all the way down past Ann Street on 85 southbound. That's slow there. Also on 65 southbound, just past North Boulevard, coming across the River Bridge. A little bit of slow stuff there. And right up at Highway 143. For custom deck, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements. Get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us Best Law Firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, look, we have a couple of callers.
Yeah. Look at that.
Let's see if we can get a winner from this group. If we don't, then we will...
More music.
Yeah. We have national anthems from around the world till 9.
W-A-C.
April, you're going to be the first to guess on this one. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good morning.
What a lovely, upbeat voice you have.
Well, thank you.
I would love to see you win this. What does the average person do about four times a day?
Talk to theirself.
Let me see.
I don't know about that. It's a good guess, and you're welcome to come up with other suggestions and call back. We would love to hear you again and again and again.
Isn't it embarrassing when we talk to ourselves and someone else realizes?
Here's you.
Say something.
Y'all, Jay was installing something on my computer the other day.
Yeah.
And he was, sorry, Jay. You were talking to yourself.
I'm sure it was.
Like, you know, it was like that SNL skit with the computer guy where he's like, you just move, I'll do it. But Jay was sitting at my desk and he's like, are you talking? He was saying some stuff, and I was like, I don't know what that means. And he said, it's not you.
April, do you ever catch yourself talking to yourself?
More often than I would like to admit. Yeah, but it's okay if you don't answer. So.
Yeah, it's good. That's
in your case, though, you're in good company. Thank you, April.
Thanks.
All right, 2729228. What is this thing the average person does four times a day? Chris?
Pee.
Why not? You gotta go. You gotta go. Pee four times a day.
Not and if good. You're over 50, it's a little more than that.
Is it? I guess I'll find out when I...
Oh, where's the BS button?
When I get there. Whose idea was that? Linda.
Hi. Yes. How are y'all this morning?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. The average person
do about
four times a day.
What you think? What's the answer?
I think look in the mirror.
Okay.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
You sure is ugly.
Actually, that's. I'm sure the average person, that's true, but then there's people like me.
Yeah.
Who look in puddles for reflections just to get that last-second hair check. We're called primpers.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Remember Fonzie would look in the mirror and go, hey!
There's nothing to fix you. Right. Yeah, that was funny. Here's Crawdad.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Crawdad, before I forget, I'm trying to find that thing for you.
I love it. I really want that.
What are you looking for?
Whoa. He has a what do you call it? A sound JPEG or something? A MP3 or whatever?
Yeah. He wants one for himself. Hey,
oh.
There's an idea. Let's take that and put it on keychains. We'll sell a million of them.
Yes,
we'll
you would. You would.
Yeah. Get a kiosk at the mall. That's the Orange Julius.
I found the MP3 for the whack whack duck. Mm-hmm. Bet you have. I love that one, too. The little quacky duck sound.
Quack, quack. Very popular among wacky, unpredictable morning shows like this one.
What's the thing that people do four times a day?
You should ask, Rich Thomas.
What?
I would say check the weather.
Oh, that's good.
How do you like that? Four times a day, and they check.
Rich Thomas weather.
Nope.
Not the answer.
But more than times a day.
That's good. Thanks.
Thank you, and a very clever guess. Okay, so now that we have to refill our call board at 2729228, the average person will do this four times a day.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
You can tell us about Seafood Bistro in case Jay's got to grab a call here, which we hope.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
Hi.
Hi, Emily.
I'm Jay.
I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic. Back to you.
We're here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go.
Dadgummit.
Sorry the phone rang.
My mouth hurts.
It rhymes with Paul.
Don't!
Hey, over at the Seafood Bistro, we keep telling you the menu is growing and growing. I believe Rich said 15 days until football, which means I imagine a lot of you will kick off football season in style, maybe have an... maybe you have an annual tailgate party that you like to do with your friends and such. Why not lay out a great spread that you don't have to worry about fixing? All you got to do is pick it up. Because what you should do, what I would do, is go to the Seafood Bistro, load up on their wings. They have multiple flavors for you to choose from. Everything from the Saigon Sweet Heat to the old standby of the hot buffalo. They've got Cajun style hot chicken, teriyaki, honey mustard, honey barbecue, and more, believe it or not, to choose from. So you get a mess of wings, and then you can go and basically create your own shrimp boil or clam boil or snow crab legs, anything like that. All of that done with their seasonings, the butter, the corn, the taters, the Kaneka sausage. It's a really good idea to do and jazz up your football season celebrations by going to the Seafood Bistro. Jay, tell them how to get in touch with the people.
279-7500. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. And then don't forget to like them on Facebook. And you can see everything at their website. Go to theseafoodbistro.com.
Hey, I just got a nice Facebook thank you from Steve, who won the Kenny G tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just share this briefly before we go back to the calls. Thanks for the Kenny G tickets. My brother got to see him in 89, so it's my turn.
Oh,
he's waited
very
almost
cool.
30 years
I like that.
For that opportunity.
Good deal.
Our conundrum this morning. This is something the average American does around four times a day. Uh-huh. What is this thing they do? We go to Nick.
Hey, sir, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to guess that the person four times a day on average forgets the task that they are about to start. Mm.
I mean, forget something about four times a day. That sounds about reasonable. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not it, but we thank you for the effort. Again, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the winning answer. Here's Crod. Okay, Rod, excuse me.
Crod.
I want to start out saying a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. I'm sitting in the car, and we're listening to the radio, and my six-year-old starts saying, Rich Thomas Weather.
Isn't Rich Thomas
Weather. Exactly. He's our singer.
That's funny. I love it.
Okay. So I'm going to guess, talk to themselves.
That's actually been guessed.
Yeah.
That's been guessed?
Yeah. So what else? Somebody's guessed taking a tinkle. And that's actually, in a way, the best guess.
Yeah.
Because it's
eat a snack.
Eat a snack. All right.
Yeah, not a meal, a snack.
Four times a day. Not it.
Oh, well.
But right. It's a good guess. Thanks. That's how I got my Svelte's figure. It was through snacking only four times a day. Stupid thing. Here's Linda.
Yes.
All right. What do you think? What's this the average American does four times a day?
I'm going to say check. What?
I'm sorry?
You're going to say what?
Try again.
Try again? That's my guess?
No.
Your
we phone, didn't hear it.
Your phone started going out. What? Try it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're going to check to see what time it is.
Oh.
By checking their watch or their phone.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody
they're
really
standing
care?
There and they say,
boy, look at the time.
And they look at it.
And that's not what, that's not what
not
we're looking
it,
for.
It's a good
it's
guess.
A good guess. It is a really good
thank
guess.
You.
Thank you. 272-9228, Seafood Bistro. While we're waiting for the board to refill.
What else do you want to talk about while we wait for the board to refill?
Well, you know what? Here's a guy who can help us spend a useful minute.
Mr. Sandman.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Sandman's on the line. Spring
good morning.
Into your eyes, making you sleepy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm on my way to Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
On the anniversary of Elvis's death.
Hmm. Is today the anniversary?
Yep. Of his death, Can you just swing by and salute the house?
Yeah, pay my respects and everything.
How far is it from Tupelo to Threepelo? That's a dad joke.
Right.
That is an all-time dad joke.
Anyway.
So what's going to be in Tupelo? What are you going to find and bring back to us?
Try to find some good deals on some mattresses I can pass savings on to people. You know, a bunch of mattress factories show over there at these markets, and a lot of them I do business with. Some of them I keep looking at just in case they do come out with something that I think, you know, Montgomery would really like. But hopefully they'll have some bargains. Everybody's trying to, you know, it's back to school, and we still have people buying, you know, less expensive mattresses for that. And I got to find some more. But we do have great sales going on our Serta, the iComfort, the Bellagio collection, which is almost identical to the iComfort, except I'm allowed to discount those more, which is what I like doing is discounting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Vestonix Property Brothers mattresses have been very, very well received. We've got the Jameson Latex and hybrids that are fabulous. So, you know, whatever you're looking for in a mattress, whether you want a hybrid, a latex, a memory foam, quality, inexpensive mattress. We've got them on sale. We've got headboards and pillows and sheets and all sorts of stuff, and definitely have a lot of adjustable bases, which, you know, head up, foot up, some of them have massage, some of them have lumbar supports. We've got some specials on some true full size and some California King. Just got all sorts of things on sale, and we'd appreciate your business.
And two locations to choose from. Can we have those locations in ours?
Absolutely. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen. In Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles east of the interstate, on the right-hand side across from the Dollar General and Shopping Center. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 821, back to the phones we go. To James, what is this thing the average person does four times a day? That's our current conundrum.
Fight with their partner.
fight with their partner four times a day. Not the answer. That sounds that sounds like a lot of conflict.
That's a lot of conflict.
Yeah. You know, there was an episode of Andy Griffith where this couple was having these full-scale, you know, screaming brawls, and he got tired of it. He got fed up with it, so he said, I'm going to put you in jail, or I'm going to teach you how to behave with each other. So...
I remember.
Yes, dear. No, dear. You know, it was all fake.
I do remember that.
And the thing that actually made the couple work together was the fact that they just had that thing going on. They like to scream and yell. I've seen it. I've seen it in real life. So it's not just a made-up TV thing. Let's Cliff, you're next.
Yeah, is it two?
Two.
I see.
The barking spiders.
The average person will toot six times a day. No.
That's not it.
But that's a good guess.
It's a reasonable guess. It's for what we're talking about here.
Hillbilly.
Hi.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey. Morning.
How about say hello to somebody?
Okay.
Saying hello or ahoy.
Hello.
I wonder if I have enough of those in the system.
Hello.
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 It's only three. Yeah. So I guess it's not the winning answer. But thank you for trying.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, sir. That was very kind of you to say that. We appreciate the good wishes. Ted.
Here I am.
Hi. All right, Ted. This is yours to win right now with the right answer. 272-9228.
I've got it.
What is it?
The answer is take off their shoes.
Take off their shoes. Could that be it? That's thank you.
Thanks.
I still think in terms of what the ultimate answer is going to be, Tinkle was the closest we've come.
Because of the nature of it.
Yes. Yeah. Rand.
Hey now, what's going on, gentlemen and ladies?
Hi.
Doing great. I'm gonna try a crazy guess like wash your hands.
Okay.
The average person will wash their hand four times a day.
No.
Sorry.
Nice try.
Thanks.
You know, people don't realize that this is not dirty work, but it is schmutzy work because a radio studio is a nest of germs. Here's Jared.
Hey, I was going to guess make a phone call.
Okay.
Four phone calls a day. Could that be the winning answer? No.
This is more a natural thing.
Yeah. It's a, it's time to give a hint. And you guys said this wouldn't go very far. Who was the one that said,
nobody
I think it will?
That.
I didn't say that.
Nobody
you all gave
that.
Me a dirty look.
No, that's not.
We do that.
That's not exactly what happened.
That fell.
That's not a,
yeah. I just remembered that. Thank you very much. Before we go back and take another call or two, again, this conundrum, the average person will do this about four times a day. And it has something to do with the body you're currently occupying. One thing, if you're not having a good day, or you turn into a grumposaurus because every the kind of day you have, one way to make yourself feel better instantly, and this is advice I got many years ago in those meetings I attend, that's to do something nice for somebody you don't know, or for somebody who didn't ask, you just do it. And the way we hope you'll consider doing that is to visit hospiceofmontgomery.org and make a donation or sign up for Amazon Smile so we can make sure that their services continue to be available for people who need them, regardless of ability to pay, because many times the sickness that the family member is going through can drain all of their extra resources. So we never want somebody to say, no, hospice can't be there for you because you don't have the money. Hospice of Montgomery, the third oldest in the country, longest in Alabama, wants to be there for anybody who needs them, regardless of ability to pay. And you can help make sure that that continues, their great work continues, by visiting hospiceofmontgomery.org. Make a direct donation or sign up for Amazon Smile and do it painlessly over time. Whatever way works, just do it. We appreciate your thought and consideration. hospiceofmontgomery.org. All right, we're going to go down the line one more time before we go for local news and another traffic report. Elizabeth, you're next on this one.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, I think it's clear your throat.
Well,
four times a day, clear your throat.
No.
That's about as close as you can.
You're really, really onto something.
Yeah.
But that's not the answer. All right?
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
somebody will nose this out eventually. All right, here's James.
Is it poop?
Somebody's already guessed. Wait.
No, no, that was, somebody that was number one. Nobody's guessed number two.
Yeah, nobody guessed.
Number two. No. Are they ill-tempered? Thank you for the try there, James. All right, Rand is back. Rand wants to be Greg. Go ahead.
Burp.
That's a natural act.
What a disgusting act, though. That is not
so
the winning act.
It's not burp, and it's not clear your throat, but we are on to that
kind
of
area.
We're closing in.
Yeah, a natural thing that happens.
And it shouldn't take Nostradamus to figure it out.
Yeah.
Travis.
Break wind.
That's already been guessed.
Yeah.
In the form.
Somebody's already guessed that.
Yeah, yep. Somebody mm-hmm. guessed two.
That's usually the first guess.
All right,
guess
how about blow their nose then?
All right, let's try that. That's disgusting too. Blow your nose!
That's it.
Hey.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys feel about that? Does that seem.
I don't blow my nose four times a day.
I don't either.
Nor do I.
Unless I have a cold.
Maybe you blow it 400 times in one day, and that averages out over the year.
Maybe that's the way that works. I don't know.
But, Travis, thank you so much. Hang on. We got a Seafood Bistro gift card for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was fun. Yes. Just as fun as it'll be when we get our pictures taken in about 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
Hey, Travis.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
I forgot to bring a note from home.
Where are we doing that?
In the room next door.
And we're not... we're shooting from the waist up, right?
Lord.
It better be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're shooting from the dog up.
Okay.
Who's going to hold Bailey?
You've got 5 minutes to line up the perfect shot.
I've got 5 minutes.
Yes. Now you got four.
Yeah, you're taking the dang old picture. As long as it takes us to get it done, depends on your cooperation.
Do you remember a
and
thing
positive on, attitude?
On TV stations before they used to sign off called 5 minutes to live by?
Yeah.
It was like a thought or a prayer.
Right, yeah.
Usually
sure.
by a local minister or rabbi.
Yeah, the pastor's study was another one.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you a story off mic about what happened one day.
Oh, I want to
hear
that.
At a local station.
Well, let's get to the news first.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Surveillance video shows a group of people stealing from a donation bin at the Goodwill thrift store on Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Goodwill workers say many items were stolen and the bin was vandalized. Police are investigating this incident. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Authorities say that shooting happened in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue around 7 o'clock last night. The victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And there could be big changes coming to Old Normandale Mall. Demolition started on a portion of the mall earlier this week. The owner of the property is expected to meet with the Normandale Association next month to discuss plans for the area. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
My radio dial never strays.
What's up, G?
This show doesn't have a topic.
Those are things that you have to have as a human.
Thanks for wasting my time.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking really good for you this morning. No problems on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn. Everything looks real nice so far. The national clearance event going on in Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your clearance price at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, Guido, where the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah. They moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the Boygers. Come on now. Margarita's is now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the Boyger joint.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Just a bunch of white trash.
It's Thursday.
It's a gorgeous day. It
certainly is.
Terrific day for a drive.
Beautiful country out here.
A frog and a bear seeing America.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome to Millennial Minute. My name is Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards. This is a show for millennials by millennials. We go to the mail and we do the hashtag of the day. Who's our mail from, Christina?
Today's mail comes from Rebecca in Portland, Oregon.
Awesome. All right, cool. And what does she have to say?
She says, "Hi, Caden. My boss came up to me at work the other day and asked what I was doing when I was obviously doing nothing. I said nothing, and he told me to get back to work. That is like literally the worst I have ever felt. Is this literally the meanest thing you have ever heard?"
That's literally the meanest thing I've ever heard in my life. Absolutely. So passive aggressive. And that brings me to our hashtag of the day. Stop boss bullying. We're never going to stop these bosses asking us what we're doing when we're obviously doing nothing if we don't hashtag stop boss bullying. Thanks for joining us on Millennial Minute. Check us out next time. I'm Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This is how sensitive the world we live in is, and appropriate this should follow the Millennial Minute. In the state of Maine, which is very close to New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers,
there is a fast food place there that has been dealing with a major crisis.
Oh, what is it?
A crisis, that's when something goes really bad, but that's not important. Thank you. You could have put a bow on that and put it under the tree. That was such a nice gift. A couple named Jim and Leslie Parsons own a little fast food place called Bali's Famous Franks in Waterville, Maine. They've been around since 1962. And they bought it from the previous owner about a year ago, and they made a change, and this is what has caused this giant ruckus in scenic Waterville, Maine. They switched from crinkle cut to straight French fries.
Listen, that's a big deal, okay?
If
said the millennial in the room.
If you're used to going to
to some place, though.
Our picture session just got doubled in time because that was rude.
Sorry.
Choose wisely.
Be really nice because I don't want to stay on.
Look, anyway, like crinkle fries, there's a structure of like if you get your fries topped with something, crinkle fries are sturdier to hold things like chili and bacon and cheese. Like if you top your fries with stuff, there's a structure there. But just did you say they switched to shoestring fries?
String fries.
Straight. I mean, they can't. What can that support? That can't hold anything.
Yeah.
That's not the same as a crinkle fry.
I think the point is that if people have been going there for years, expect a certain thing.
But here's how out of control it gets, and this is, again, a function of crazy social media and so forth. They had to make the change because their fries are made there. They use real potatoes, but the machine that does the crinkle cut keeps breaking down. Oh. Blades are expensive, so they just went with the straight. And their customers have not only been disturbing and hostile, yelling at the two owners, people swearing at them out loud in the store, and Jim Parsons says one guy tried to fight him.
Oh, no.
So now they're asking for people to just be peaceful. They're not planning to switch back to crinkle cut, but my goodness, I mean, aren't there...
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, something, you know, when the health bullies push the fast food joints into getting rid of the saturated fats...
Right.
That's when they started ruining French fries. Forget this.
Do you remember the way that the apple pie at McDonald's used to be?
Mm-hmm. I haven't had one in a long time.
I do, because I used to. Liked
them. Yeah.
That's right.
You gotta cook them.
How long did those have to go into the...
I can tell you the 2 minutes and 14 seconds for the basket of fries.
Mm-hmm.
2:14.
Yeah.
Yeah, Milo's has a good apple pie.
The... I helped a buddy of mine in that year in Indiana who managed a Taco Bell. So once in a while, I'd go up and help him and learned a lot about how it all works.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 minutes. The beef comes in this giant plastic bag, pre-seasoned and everything, and you just put it in the water.
Yeah.
A chalupa shell has to fry for 43 seconds and not a second longer. They've really got it figured out.
The production of a Big Mac, I could bore you for 10 minutes on the production of a Big Mac, but there's a certain way you got to do it. A Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
Why does it always take the Filet-O-Fish sandwich so long? Give me that Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish.
You know, they did it because so many people could not eat meat on Fridays.
I know. Filet-O-Fish. Appreciate that, but it seems like that one always takes a long time. Also, you ever notice how it's like why are you looking at me like that? When they go to assemble whatever you've ordered, mm-hmm. it's like they put the bottom bun on the counter, right? And then they take three big steps backwards. And then, like a Frisbee, they toss the things on it. Because those burgers are never just, like, all together and stuff. Like, the patty's off to the side a little bit, and then you've got, like, a tomato hanging off the opposite side. Like, it's never all together. It's like somebody stands back with, Frisbee meat and throws it to see if they can land on the burger and just keep lining, topping, like, pickles just willy-nilly.
This is controversial.
Did you know willy-nilly... comes from the...
Y'all never notice that? Like, when you get, like, a burger real quick, or you get a Filet-O-Fish, and it's like the slice of cheese is all wonky and stuff.
And Willie Nelson comes from Texas, right?
It's been a long time since
I know it's not just me.
When Burger King first opened in Chicago, and you would stand at the counter, they had a machine. They had an open flame, and they had this little conveyor belt. And they would put your patty on it at one end, and by the time it got to the end,
yes,
it dropped off.
Yes.
And you watched them put the mayonnaise on with a spatula, and it seemed like it was enormous. But they keep bringing these things down in size to keep the price.
Special orders don't upset us.
Yeah.
Have
it your way, Burger Queen. How many women I've said that to?
Yesterday we emptied out both pots, and so I had to stay downstairs and refill them. Today I get down there, and the thing is turned off.
The coffee?
The coffee is turned off.
Who turned the coffee off?
The pots have emptied, and the filter has already been cleaned out.
It's who
like
would
they
do
were,
that?
It's like they were done with their day at 8:30 in the morning.
I know exactly who would do that.
What?
Because he's just an ornery old man.
Okay.
You're not talking about Mr. Butters.
No, absolutely not.
Maybe Mr. Bubba.
I could just, you know, he keeps, I don't know why he hates
well,
me.
Because everything ends when he's done, that's why.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could see him being like, okay, I'm done with coffee. That means everybody's done with coffee.
Hey, quick reminder. Yeah. Mr. Electric, since they brought you that scintillating segment on crinkle-cut french fries versus straight, and the controversy that's erupted in Waterville, Maine.
But what about curly fries?
Oh,
it's a whole different situation. That's best for sauces.
Well, yeah, they use those, the gooey fries at Baumhauer's,
oh,
or curly fries.
Yeah.
With Blanco cheese and bacon. Yummy. Had some last night, as a matter of fact. I didn't have them fries. Somebody offered me a couple.
Mm.
I graze. I got people, hey, have a pickle. Have, you know.
Yeah.
So I just walk around and say hello, and I get fed in the process. It's a wonderful thing. Mr. Electric is looking to hire some qualified electricians with at least 3 to 5 years of experience for full or part-time work. So if you're a retired electrician, would like to get back into it, work for a great guy and a great team of people, call Dan Black at 399-0059, 399-0059 for all the other great things Mr. Electric can do for you in your home, including the Generac backup generator. Call 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
As we check the morning radar, we see some showers down on the coast and trying to creep into South Alabama. And we think during today what's called a sea breeze front from the coast will work its way northward. So scattered showers and storms will return to the radar today after a quiet day yesterday. Today's high 91 with partly sunny skies and tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, there will be scattered to numerous showers and storms around. They'll be random, but locally heavy downpours in spots with high temperatures around 90 tomorrow and upper 80s to around 90 Saturday and Sunday, and not much change in the overall pattern Monday. So if your yard is starving for rain, the next three or four days, the odds are working in your favor. Right now, this morning, we have partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 78 with southeast winds at 3 miles per hour at 843. Let me talk to you about a business that you may not need today. In fact, you might not need them tomorrow, but somewhere along the line, there's going to be an oops moment with your vehicle. Not necessarily an accident, a boo-boo, where you scrape up against something that you shouldn't have scraped up against, or maybe you back into a pole. Doesn't have to be an accident. I'm talking about Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. I've used them many times over the years. Everybody in this room who has a vehicle. See, Bailey doesn't have a vehicle, so she's never used them, but have used Montgomery Paint and Body because they're thorough. And it's not just the damage you're seeing. They're seeing hidden damage that may be back behind the bumper or back behind that panel or under the chassis. That's what they do. That's what the Turners do at Montgomery Paint and Body. Their minds are always where I love to watch them survey my car because you can just see their mind is working. They work well with the insurance companies, too, because they're straight shooters. You've heard the term as good as new, maybe better. Well, I love that moment when I get a phone call saying that your car is ready because not only is it going to be repaired correctly and meticulously, you're going to get it like it's just come off the showroom floor. Their phone number is 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body. They'll fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, coming up, today's Morning Maroon nominees. And if you haven't heard it yet, we've got one more play left on the Lunch Lady song, and it's pretty funny. Next.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Tell you about an accident on 85 southbound. It's right at Ann Street, and the backup now is almost back to Perry Hill Road. So be very careful if you're coming down 85 southbound. Expect delays right after you pass Perry Hill Road. Everything else looks really good. 65 is all clear. The Boulevard roundabout is all clear, and so is Atlanta Highway. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases and, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all three floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Just to see her standing there with that net up in her hair, she's so majestic. Yes, she serves the food with love, using those two latex gloves, and I want seconds.
This story will dishearten all of us who loved our lunch ladies in school, because they seemed to come from the same cookie cutter. They were caring, had a lot to manage, so they were authoritative to some extent. But if you were a good kid, they might give you an extra glob of Sloppy Joe on your bun.
Sloppy Joe,
I have to make those decisions in the morning when I'm dividing up scrambled eggs and things among you guys. Somebody on burger day, somebody gets a bigger patty. You know, it's just the way it is. Bigger steak.
This woman on the right is a real looker.
But two women in the Connecticut school system have been charged with...
Yeah, I did too.
Listen to this. Charged with stealing $500,000. The looting has been linked for the last 5 years, and these two sisters were stealing longer than that.
I'm looking at this picture, and I'm talking about the woman on the right, not you.
Rich is the only one besides Greg with a screen in front of him.
They look like...
And he says, this woman on the right, and Jay and I are like, what the flip did I do?
It looks like, oh, yeah, that's right, because you are to the right of Rich.
And then Greg did the dad thing, like the, I'm still talking, hush. I'm
trying to finish my story.
Listen to me when I'm talking.
But it looks like the mob has made its way into the...
Oh, no, into the school lunchroom. This is a scandal.
$500,000, though.
Scandal.
Unbelievable.
Where's it? It's in, did you say it's in New York State?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
And they're not even the Morning Maroon nominees. Let's find out who they are.
Okay. In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us here to judge the dumbest of the dumb is our friend, the common sense wisdom of Randy Burkhalter from Crabble Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Let's get through these quickly here. For whatever reason, right next door in Georgia, thieves stole $98,000 worth of ramen noodles. That's over 300,000 packages. Now, the question is, who has the storage space, or how do you fence 300,000 packages?
What are you going to do with that?
Noodle theft.
We have a librarian. We mentioned the lunch ladies. A librarian named Adam Winger in Utah. He's going to jail for embezzling $89,000 worth of library funds to buy gift cards so he could play a mobile game, Jay.
Now, I heard about this.
Always
game of War,
game.
Fire
it. Yes. Like 80, how much did he say? It was 85.
89,000.
Yeah.
He has to pay it all back, too.
Wow.
But he won't be doing it as a paid librarian.
Oh, I see.
And then we have a woman in Maryland who got a DUI on Saturday. A friend picked her up when she was released from jail, drove her back to her car, where she got another DUI 20 minutes later after being released for the first one, pulled over by the same cop.
There's your winner.
You know, if unless you have a better one.
No.
That's your winner right here.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Big doings at Prattville Farm Center tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we got a big thing going on this evening.
We wanted to, by the way, invite you to join us this afternoon for a couple of minutes so that audience can hear about it as well.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to tell that. That's not a normal time I get to, you and I get to spread the good news, so certainly call. We'll talk this afternoon, too. Yeah, at 6 p.m. tonight, we have our annual Hunter's Night Out, and it's free.
Do you have experts that come in for that event and talk shop?
Yeah, a lot of hunters gather, and we just have good fellowship time talking about the things that interest them, and of course we have product offerings at a discount. We do it a little different. We don't actually sell it tonight. We to the those that attend, we hand out a price sheet, let them look it over, get it back to us in a week or so, and they're eligible for those discounted prices. So it works really good.
Begins at what time, Randy?
Sir?
What time is everybody gathering there?
About 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. It starts about 6. We'll have a hot dog, hamburger, and have some guest speakers, the guys that are experts in their field of seed and fertilizer. And just a little educational and, like I said, fellowship for our hunters.
All right, it may be Prattville Farm Center, but it's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that's got a lawn, a garden that they want to maintain to make lush and beautiful. Or if you got stuff growing in your lawn or garden you don't want there, they sell what you need to get rid of that. A complete equestrian, and I even get my shampoo there, by the gallon, mane and tail.
Yes, sir. Cheaper by the gallon.
It is.
The cleanest air.
Your location and hours, Monday through Saturday, sir.
Yes, sir. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. And then 7 to 2 on Saturday. And we're about a third of a mile past the Uptown McDonald's on Highway 31 on the right-hand side. Kind of all down in the hole.
Just a little bit, yeah. All right, so we will call you in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon.
Give me a holler.
We'll do.
See you.
Thank you, Randy.
Are you ready?
No.
Are you excited?
No.
No.
Why?
I
do not like having my picture taken.
I think we need to take an annual photo.
Because that's, this is...
Did you say annual?
Annual. Every... Okay. Every. Rich, God almighty.
Nobody... You didn't drink any dye or anything before the show today, did you?
He's turning red, though. He's turning red.
He does. This guy is the easiest blush on the planet.
Blush?
Did you say
blush?
Yeah, he does. He and the funny thing is, he knows he's done something naughty. So it's sort of a self. Sort of a punishment or something.
Goes back to that cast this morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that.
And then signing the cast. That was good.
No, yeah, that was me on that one. You mentioned the cast.
Yeah, you brought the cast in.
Oh, on the...
thing. Yeah.
Poor Man in India.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a broken...
One of those,
yeah.
So...
Wang!
Oh,
no, we have that Austin Powers
look
clip.
At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost time for pictures.
Yeah.
I can't wait to rush
in and have my picture taken.
I just want to say, before anybody else on the show complains about having their photo taken, I have gone through great lengths to make this as easy and painless for y'all as possible.
But that's not the thing.
No,
that's
listen. Okay, beyond having your photo taken, like you know you're going to have your photo taken sometimes, Jay, especially now that we're on the television. So, next door to us... In the room right next door, Heath is setting everything up. Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is walk around the corner, get in position. He will take a photograph. Yeah. Bing, bang, boom, done. Y'all don't have to drive anywhere. Yeah. What you're wearing's fine. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, you've got your wardrobe here, Jay. And I've tried to make this as easy for everybody as possible.
I'd like to have my picture taken with Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram.
Well, talk to Heath. I'm sure he can make it happen.
Every time I buy a car.
Every time you buy a car?
We're maybe doing it again. And there may be an incentive at the end of the school year, you see.
Oh.
But at Jack Ingram, we are three-time very, very happy purchasers. And if you're looking for an extra set of wheels for the family, or you'd like to upgrade from what you're currently driving without paying the full appreciation of the list price on a new car, they can hook you up with 2018s that have very few miles on them. And you can get the whole warranty and extend it to 100,000 miles bumper to bumper like I did. Keep your payment down.
When you're done, we have a bulletin.
We do.
Yeah. By the death.
Aretha?
Yep.
Aretha Franklin passed away. Yeah, that's not a surprise, but it's a huge, huge story. And we'll probably pay tribute to her this afternoon on Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll run a thread this afternoon, your favorite Aretha songs, and because that, at this point, is all we can do is remember. Just visit jackingram.com. 200 cars to select from. They all meet the highest standards for resale. You can count on great service, great deal at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars on Eastern Boulevard, 235 Eastern Boulevard.